From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The Nigerian government is now confirming that 110 girls are missing after a Boko Haram attack in the northeastern town after days of silence from officials. The Information Ministry said Sunday the girls from the Government Science and Technical College in Yobe State are unaccounted for after suspected Boko Haram militants invaded their school on Monday. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said Sunday additional aircraft are being deployed along with troops already searching for the missing girls. Authorities had denied any girls had been kidnapped, suggesting instead they were hiding in the bush after the attack. Boko Haram horrified the world when it abducted 276 girls from a boarding school in Chibok about 4 years ago. New fighting erupted Sunday near Damascus in spite of the United Nations demand for a 30-day ceasefire to allow rescue and medical workers to enter the region. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 9 people were killed and another 31 injured outside the Syrian capital, boosting the death toll to more than 500 in clashes over the last week. With a symphony and an orchestra, an explosion of fireworks.
With your joint march.
There was the 2018 Winter Games were declared closed Sunday. In a speech to the Games' closing ceremony, the International Olympics Committee president praised the North and South for marching together. This is VOA News. China responded angrily to new sanctions the U.S. imposed on North Korea, maintaining they are counterproductive to efforts to halt Pyongyang's nuclear and long-range missile development programs. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Friday what he called the largest ever set of sanctions against North Korea and threatened a phase two if the measures aren't effective. The sanctions target one person, 27 companies, and 28 ships registered in China and 7 other countries, with the intent of eliminating North Korea's illicit trade and shipping. They block assets held by the companies in the U.S. and prohibit U.S. citizens from interacting with them. A powerful earthquake has struck the Pacific island nation of Papua New Guinea, but no tsunami warning has been issued. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 7.5 magnitude quake was centered about 90 kilometers south of Porgera in Enga Province. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage.
Today, Russia.
In Britain, there was an explosion in Leicester, England. It destroyed a store in a house, which British police declared a major incident. Pictures of the blast showed flames shooting up from the rubble where the two-story building once stood. The cause of the blast was unknown, but police said there are no indications of terrorism. Leicester is about 177 kilometers north of London. The sheriff in the Florida county where a troubled 19-year-old carried out a horrific mass shooting vowed to investigate every aspect of his department's response to the shooting. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel told CNN Sunday, quote, "We will investigate every action of our deputies," end quote. That includes numerous missed signals about the gunman's volatility the department received before the incident. Israel heaped scorn on Scott Peterson, the veteran lawman, who stayed outside the high school instead of confronting the suspect inside 2 weeks ago. Israel said investigators are also looking at reports that at least 3 other deputies arrived on the scene without entering the school while the attack was unfolding. In Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.